You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play the four soundbites for you. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And you can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'd like to know which one you're voting for, why, that's very important, and where you listen. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Jeff Hemmer on fatherhood, a call outside yourself.
You know, a lot of people can kind of, you know, fake the marriage thing and remain intensely self-centered. But when you have kids, there's a whole lot more to call you out of your self-centeredness and to call you to live for these creatures. If you are just completely selfish, your wife will still survive. But if you are completely selfish, your children may not survive. They desperately rely on you as a father for provision, for protection, for catechesis, for instruction in the Word of God, for all these kinds of things that call you out of your own natural selfishness. I think in the book I had a line that I quite like, thank you very much, that children are a beacon call for a man to be a hero. They are like, you know, the superhero symbol, you know, the Batman logo shined in the sky that Bruce Wayne sees and knows that it's time, you know, for him to don his Batman outfit, to assume a different identity, and to give himself for the good of whatever the situation is that, you know, Commissioner Gordon is calling him out for. So that's what children are. They really are that. They are a call to a man to rise to the task. And there's just no way to know what that entails until you have kids.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer on fatherhood, a call outside yourself. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tweet us your vote at issuesetc or at Facebook, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from regular guest Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, explaining why it is God gives us all the gifts he gives.
The Lord's mercy is opened up to us by the death of Jesus on the cross, so that Paul says that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also together with him give us all things? So that the Christian looks at everything in this life and understands it as a gift from God. We look at the food that's in front of us and we identify that as a gift from our Heavenly Father. And we look at the plate that it's on and we understand that that's a gift from God. We look at the table that it's on. This is God's gift. We look at our family that's sitting there with us. These are God's gifts to us. And our minds simply continue to expand and identify everything that we have in this life as a gift from the hand of our Heavenly Father, not something that we have earned or deserved. If the Lord was to give us what we deserved, we would be conceived straight into the tortures of hell. That's what we deserve as sinners. And so anything on top of that, just a, you know, a piece of food, a daily bread, a breath that keeps us going, any sort of kindness or mercy that we have in this life, this all comes to us from the hand of our Heavenly Father. who loves us and who sent his son to die for us. All of it. So everything is identified as the source is God, but not only God, but God our Father who loves us and who has given his son for us so that we might have life eternal and also this life here on earth.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Why God Gives the Gifts He Gives. If you'd like to vote for that one to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call live this Friday, June the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Lang talking and responding to pastors who refuse to address today's moral issues.
First of all, this notion that it doesn't affect me or my parish is simply blind to the reality. It is affecting you and your parish right now. I think oftentimes pastors are selfish in seeing that so far nobody is making a law that says I can't preach, but what they're not seeing is their members in the pews who are oftentimes facing forced political conditioning at, if they're, for instance, working for a big corporation that has the political sensitivity training and is forcing them on the job to say things which are not right and to refrain from speaking to their fellow workers about Christian matters and are being penalized at work for simply saying Christian things. I think pastors, first of all, need to be aware that their people are thoroughly under the gun right now already, even if the churches per se are not. The reason we stand opposed to sin is not because it hurts me. The reason we stand opposed to sin is because it hurts the sinner. And we need to reclaim that in all sins, not just a few, and recognize that these poor people who are oftentimes caught up in a lifestyle that they cannot escape from. They're harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And they need us, even if they don't believe they need us. They need us to speak Christ to them. And the only way we can speak Christ to them is if we continue to carve out the freedom to do so.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Lang responding to pastors who refuse to address today's moral issues. If you'd like to vote for that one to be soundbite of the week, then it needs your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet @issuesetc. Here comes soundbite number four, so get ready to vote. This one comes from Terry Mattingly talking about Bernie Sanders' religious test.
What really is interesting about this case is not a confrontation between religion and secularism per se. It's a showdown between people who believe that there are good forms of Christianity and bad forms of Christianity, or Judaism, or Islam, or whatever. But in effect, if this man had quoted, the last couple of presiding bishops of the Episcopal Church and said that he believed in the liberal Christian doctrine of universalism, that all are saved, he would have been fine, right? Which means that there were religious doctrines that were acceptable to Bernie Sanders. And there were religious doctrines within Christianity that are not. So not only are we dealing here with a question of whether or not we have an established religion, whether we have a religious test for someone, we actually have a question about whether or not we now have, in the eyes of Sanders and in the eyes of others, do we now have a state-mandated form of liberal religion whose doctrines are now acceptable in the state, while ancient Christian doctrines on salvation are not.
That soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, Bernie Sanders' religious test. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And this break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet at @issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, June the 23rd, right after the break. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
And I'm going to give you the fact you got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
You're listening to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of June. And it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. That's 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, on fatherhood, calling outside yourself? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on why God gives the gifts he gives? Soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Lang, on pastors who refuse to address today's moral issues? Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, talking about Bernie Sanders' religious test? 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at @issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to St. Louis, where Diane is waiting on the line. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I told Jeff for all the years that I've been listening, this is the first time I cannot vote because I usually vote by how needed the message is, and all of these messages are equally needed, and I wouldn't want to put one above the other or leave any of them out. So I'm not voting, or I'm voting for all of them.
Voting for all of them, that leaves us with that's a wash. All right, Diane, thank you very much. I'm glad you appreciate the four sound bites we have for you. And I agree. That's why we try and pick them. We try and pick them because they're important things that are said by our many very talented and excellent guests here on Issues Etc. I should say, by the way, we couldn't do Soundbite of the Week without our excellent guests. They're actually the content of the thing. So thanks for your call. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Kent listens in Omaha, Nebraska. Votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on why God gives gifts. He says, I thought it was a good exposition or presentation of thankfulness for God's gifts and recognizing all we receive as gifts from God. Kent, thanks for listening in Omaha. We appreciate your vote.
Matthew listens in Michigan. Now, he's voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer, on fatherhood, calling outside yourself. He says his interview was a needed call that we need to repent for our failures as fathers and an assurance that Christ has done everything for me that I failed to do. I received his book for Father's Day. Oh, that's good to hear. And I look forward to teaching my sons about their roles as givers and hopefully fulfilling that role myself as often as God gives me the strength. Matthew, listening in Michigan, thank you very much for your vote. There's still time for the rest of you to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you missed our Making the Case conference earlier this month, the summer version of the Making the Case conference, be sure to attend our fall Making the Case conference in Houston, Texas. It's all different speakers. The speaker lineup includes Mark and Molly Hemingway, regular guests on the program, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, Rod Dreher, and Dr. Scott Murray. Registration for the conference is $120, and that includes 3 meals. Child care for the conference is absolutely free. The 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and Saturday, November the 11th in Houston, Texas. I look forward to seeing you there. You can register online at issuesetc.org or just give us a call. We'll help you register, 618-223-8385. Mary listens in Earlham, Iowa. She says, all of the sound bites speak the truth. I'm voting for soundbite one, that is Pastor Jeff Hemmer on fatherhood of calling outside yourself. Because of the truth Pastor Hemmer spoke is applicable not only to men as fathers, but also to women as mothers. Parenthood is a call to grow up and focus on your children and not on yourself. Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks for listening in Iowa. Tessie listens in Waterloo, Illinois. Hi, Tessie.
Hi. I'm voting for number one. I'm like the caller who said she couldn't decide which one, but I'm going with number one because I think the family is the root of our culture, and we've got so many young men in our society that are growing up without fathers. We really need good, strong fathers to undergird our lives.
Tessie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Waterloo. Alicia in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, good evening, gentlemen. Excellent work. Once again, you and your guests have made choosing one a challenge. Terry Mattingly's soundbite was almost my number one, but I have to go with soundbite number three by Pastor Lang, responding to pastors who do not address today's moral issues. Because I work with the federal government and I have friends who work for the federal government, and training now includes statements such as follow her transition from male to female, which did not include sexual reassignment surgery and gender marker change in the personnel database. A transgender soldier begins using female barracks, bathroom, and shower facilities. Because she did not undergo a surgical change, the soldier still has male organs. Your considerations, quote, understand that you may encounter individuals in barracks, bathrooms, or shower facilities with physical characteristics of the opposite sex despite having the same gender marker in the personnel database. Boy, that is disturbing. And she concludes by saying, it's stunning that we are at this point and pastors need to prepare for it. Alicia, thank you very much for that little report from the real world in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The winner this week, according to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer on fatherhood, a call outside yourself.
You know, a lot of people can kind of, you know, fake the marriage thing and remain intensely self-centered. But when you have kids, there's a whole lot more to call you out of your self-centeredness and to call you to live for these creatures. If you are just completely selfish, your wife will still survive. But if you are completely selfish, your children may not survive. They desperately rely on you as a father for provision, for protection, for catechesis, for instruction in the Word of God, for all these kinds of things that call you out of your own natural selfishness. I think in the book I had a line, that I quite like. thank you very much. That children are a beacon call for a man to be a hero. They are like, you know, the superhero symbol, you know, the Batman logo shined in the sky that Bruce Wayne sees and knows that it's time, you know, for him to don his Batman outfit, to assume a different identity, and to give himself for the good of whatever the situation is that, you know, Commissioner Gordon is calling him out for. So that's what children are. They really are that. They are a call to a man to rise to the task. And there's just no way to know what that entails until you have kids.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jeff Hemmer on fatherhood, a call outside yourself. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Matthew in Michigan. Matthew, if you'd send your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series responding to Roman Catholic proof text, talking with Pastor Stephen Parks about the big one, purgatory. Is it found in Scripture? Is there a verse cited from Holy Scripture that the Roman Catholics think prove it? We'll also discuss transgender conformity with Catherine Kirsten, and we'll talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about Martin Luther's post-meal prayer, the Thanksgiving. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.